This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely, positively, FedEx. Today's show is sponsored by Acura.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura.
And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet.
Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own.
Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Friday, April 3rd.
Nick, I'm looking at these three stories.
Yep.
And they're making me feel like we got some Days of Our Lives vibes.
Snackers, cue Gabby Hernandez over there.
The first story is fraud. The second, deception. The third, collusion.
There are no heroes in today's Snacks Daily. Still managed to make this one way better than yesterday's Snacks Daily.
This is the best one yet. Our first story is about Luckin Coffee. In under 3 years, it managed to surpass Starbucks as the biggest coffee chain in China.
Then on Thursday, it managed to lose 76% of its value in 5 minutes.
Brutal day. We're looking at the biggest potential coffee fraud in the history of coffee.
Jack, you know this is why I don't drink coffee. You get the almond milk latte, hold the coffee.
Looks like I told you so. Second story. YouTube is planning a new product that looks very nice.
It also happens to look a lot like TikTok.
YouTube's calling this Operation Tic-Tac because it's basically pulling a Facebook and copying a competitor's core product.
Yeah, it's a situation where they've got some mobile-first envy. Kind of feel bad for them.
Our third and final story, Marlboro Cigarettes made a huge investment in the e-cigarette giant Juul, basically in order to pre-disrupt themselves.
And now the government has a problem with everything Jack just said.
We're going to role play how collusion works in business.
It's actually adorable. By the way, this breakup is going to be better for everyone.
Now, snackers, Nick and I literally eat economic data with our breakfast.
You stir up the cold oatmeal you made it the night before, throw in some maple almond flavored almond butter, and then you get the monthly GDP report to top it all off.
Yesterday morning, though, left an awful taste in our mouth. We got the weekly jobless claims, which have been devastating for 2 weeks in a row.
We're talking 10 million people laid off so far in just the last couple of weeks.
And that's probably an underestimate because gig workers like Uber drivers, they technically weren't employed in the first place, so they technically weren't laid off, but they are out of work.
March was bad. April is expected to be worse.
It feels like horrendous human damaging economic reports has become the new normal during this corona economy.
And by the way, when we say new normal is not like very normal at all.
Yeah, these are unprecedented times we're covering on Snacks Daily. But with so much disruption in all of our lives, we want to make the snacks that we serve you every day the same as it's always been.
We're basically whipping these things up to be consistent, upbeat, optimistic, and as aggressively self-deprecating as we can be.
I want to rip on Nick for being a fancy New Yorker from the Upper East Side as much as possible.
I have nothing negative to say about you, Jack. I happen to love that Slammin' Salmon sweater.
That's cute. I doubt you'll stay true to that statement. Anyway, snackers, we want this pod to be one part of the Corona economy that is unchanged for you every morning.
Or as you may like to call it, the best one yet.
Snackers, thank you for snacking during this crazy time. Let's go make a T-boy.
Let's hit our three stories.
You're tuned into Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities.
Nope.
It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security.
Right.
Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA/SIPC.
For our first story, YouTube is reportedly developing a TikTok knockoff because it's got mobile envy.
So we're looking at when Facebook knocked off Snapchat, because that is the perfect parallel copycat of this copycat story.
We're talking the old Facebook Snapchat playbook over there, Jack.
Now, first, let's start with the great social app migration.
First, the young people left dry Facebook for the warmer waters of Instagram.
Then they left Instagram for the warmer climates of Snapchat.
Then they left the warm Snapchat waters for the sunny land of TikTok.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it started. Facebook to Instagram to Snapchat to TikTok.
Yep, and YouTube thinks people will leave TikTok for what it's whipping up, which is called Shorts.
Before we get into the meat of this story, let's clarify. Alphabet is the corporate parent of both Google and YouTube. So if we mention YouTube, Google, and Alphabet, we're talking about the same thing.
Shorts, though, is the name of what Alphabet's reportedly new social media service is going to be within the YouTube brand.
Now, Shorts, its goal is to copy most of TikTok's features.
We're talking short, amateur videos taken on phones only, which means vertical video.
It's also a short, unclever, way too literal name for an app, Shorts, but I guess it gets to the point.
Now, TikTok is mobile first, which is why its videos are all in vertical orientation on your phone.
And YouTube was founded back in like 2004 out of the desktop era, so everything is horizontal orientation, so it fits nicely on a MacBook screen.
And when you're like watching a YouTube video on your phone, you get those funky like black things on either side. It's not fun.
Yeah, those big black bars. Even YouTube on a mobile phone like comes with those big black bars at the top and bottom.
They're like curtains ruining your watching experience.
So YouTube's got mobile envy. That's why they're creating Shorts, but it's really a TikTok knockoff.
Now, Shorts is expected to launch before the end of this year, and that's thanks to reporting by The Information, which leads us to a very important question.
Can YouTube rip off TikTok successfully?
Yeah, they pretty much can, because Facebook was pretty much able to rip off Snapchat.
Yeah, Facebook ripping off Snapchat is the perfect parallel. Snapchat's key feature was videos and pictures that expire in 24 hours.
Boom, Facebook decided to whip up stories for Instagram, which pretty much crushed Snapchat's growth. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at YouTube?
It's easier to get users to try out a new feature than a new product.
Snackers, one reason why Facebook was able to snatch Snapchat's growth, its copycat didn't require a new app download.
No, Stories was just suddenly right there on Instagram at the top with those circles with that awkward like rainbow ring around your profile picture.
Ooh.
All 1 billion Instagram users could suddenly try out Snapchat's core feature.
Interestingly, Google kind of has the same advantage. It's got an estimated 3.9 billion Google accounts it can work with.
And it'll be super easy for all those 3.9 billion accounts to just try out this new feature called Shorts within YouTube.
And that's because Shorts is just a feature inside the YouTube app.
Just like Stories was a feature inside Instagram.
We've got a great chapter 16 to Zuck's book on how to rip someone off.
If you're going to rip off someone's product, make it a feature, not a new product.
For our second story, this one's wild. Luckin Coffee just plummeted 76%. Because apparently 2019 didn't happen for their books.
Luckin just accused its own chief operating officer of fudging their numbers to make the sales look better than they actually were.
This is like coming home and telling your parents, yeah, I used whiteout on the entire report card.
Yeah, it's actually pretty easy to turn a D into a B.
Luckin's like, it's like we walked into Luckin and said, you said it was decaf. And they're like, it's not decaf.
Luckin Coffee is a tech company that's also making coffee.
They went from startup to IPO in less than 2 years.
This company moves fast. Starbucks, its top competitor, has been in China since 1999, and Starbucks has 4,200 Chinese stores at this moment.
Get this, Snackers. In less than 3 years, Luckin now has 4,500 stores in China.
More than Starbucks. Now, Luckin specializes in small stores where you can order your coffee ahead of time through an app and then just run in, grab it, and go.
I've done this in Beijing, and it's fascinating. And by the way, they're basically a coffee delivery network, because if you want one when you're on the road, you check the app and they'll deliver it to you via scooter.
This all sounds pretty exciting, which helps explain how the stock surged from $18 to $50 recently as it announced its next venture, coffee vending machines in offices and coffee vending machines in airports.
But now, Snackers, that stock price is down to just $6, aka about the price of a cup of coffee.
Here's the reason why. Luckin voluntarily confessed yesterday that its COO, a guy named Jan Liu, made up a whole bunch of crucial numbers numbers, and now he's being suspended while Luckin investigates the whole thing.
Turns out $310 million of 2019 sales, they didn't happen. In fact, Luckin just told investors to ignore all of 2019's earnings.
Now, instead of ignoring 2019's earnings, they just sold the stock.
The stock fell by 76%. They lost $5 billion of stock value in 5 minutes.
If you're trying to calculate that in other terms like snacks, that's about 3/4 of a lift.
Oh, by the way, when I say they, I actually mean Nick and me, because we still own Luckin stock, so we took some serious pain yesterday.
Very true. Now, this whole story actually goes back a few months to when whistleblowers inside Luckin suspected something was shady, and then a group of people started investigating.
These charismatic whistleblowers actually got 1,500 Luckin workers on their side and got them to watch 981 stores like a hawk 24/7.
They literally had the cameras out. They got 11,260 hours of video footage.
The goal of these Luckin insiders was to determine if the numbers that Luckin was reporting to the public were actually true.
And then an unattributed group wrote a 89-page paper of their findings that was then leaked to a short seller.
Those findings read like a John Grisham manuscript meets a CIA report.
This thing is incredibly entertaining and devastating to read at the same time. There's an entire section at the beginning just called Red Flags.
All right, here's the first red flag. Management at Luckin has sold half of their stock, which is a little suspect since they only IPO'd like a year ago.
Oh, by the way, a darker red flag. Turns out the chief marketing officer was previously sentenced to 18 months of prison in China.
Okay, those are a little shady, but they're just red flags, like not necessarily something bad. You want the smoking gun evidence?
Boom, page two. They literally have a section called smoking gun evidence.
They read through 25,000 customer receipts and they found some discrepancies.
Turns out the number of items sold per store per day, for example, was inflated by 88% in the most recent quarter.
That's right. These insiders added up the bills of 25,000 receipts and they're like, that is not what we reported last quarter.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Luckin?
Was this fraud one bad apple? Or is the whole bushel tainted?
Snackers, China has a command economy. So the central party has orders that are followed.
Nick and I have heard reports that Chinese business managers are under such pressure to deliver those orders that it leads to fudged numbers quite often.
Oh, and by the way, the Chinese government owns shares in a lot of these companies that have gone public from China.
This is why Western investors often take Chinese official government data with a grain of salt.
But Luckin has felt different. It's been publicly traded, regulated by the SEC, IPO'd on NASDAQ's exchange here in New York.
Honestly, though, a headline like we saw yesterday, Chinese company inflates growth figures, sounds pretty familiar.
Yeah. By the way, snackers, if you're on your snacks challenge run, this is a key moment.
You're a little over halfway there, so turn around and go back home.
For our third and final story, the company behind Marlboro Cigarettes is being sued by our government.
They want Marlboro Cigarettes to undo its investment in Juul.
Yep.
The vaping giant.
Now, a little background here, snackers. We're going to whip up a little context. San Francisco-based Juul tried to disrupt cigarettes by removing smoke and basically using vapor instead.
Yeah, and by doing that, Juul became the dominant leader in the growing smokeless cigarette, aka vaping trend.
On Jack's and my chart of like how to visualize things with musical artists, we're putting e-cigarettes as like the Selena Gomez to the cigarettes Madonna.
Now, Juul's entry was bad for the like OG cigarette industry. That's why Altria, which owns Marlboro Cigarettes, which is also the number one tobacco giant, acquired a 35% stake of Juul.
Basically, Altria was trying to pre-disrupt itself.
Now, that investment in Juul has been terrible for Altria, but that's a different story. We're talking about something else today.
Which brings us to rule number one of capitalism in the big book of capitalism. Jack, can you whip up the chapters?
Companies must compete with each other, not collude with each other.
Competing is when all companies try to make the best product at the lowest price.
Colluding is when companies chat with each other about prices and they agree not to undercut each other's prices.
We're literally talking about getting on phone calls and doing anti-democracy right now.
Yeah, we are. Now, it feels to me like Ticketmaster and StubHub are definitely colluding that like there's going to be a $20 convenience fee associated with each ticket.
Then you got to pay the $5 printer fee and the $2 you just bought a ticket fee, which they seem to stick on at the very end.
StubHub's like, Ticketmaster, we're good, right? We're not We're not going below 20, right? $20 is the fee.
I don't know what you're talking about, but we're on board.
No, it's actually a fact that Russia and Saudi Arabia are colluding right now on oil supplies for the world.
And that's because they're not companies based in the United States. They're their own countries, and they're able to do this in the international world.
Right. Collusion is illegal in the United States, and the referee who decides whether companies are colluding is the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission. They made an allegation yesterday.
They claim that Altria agreed not to compete in return for a substantial ownership interest in Juul.
Kind of sounds like collusion. And as punishment, the FTC is demanding that Altria undo its $12.8 billion investment in Juul.
Now, Altria has a lot of lawyers who are already overworked, but they managed to come up with this response very quickly.
We are disappointed with the FTC's decision. We believe we have a strong defense and will vigorously defend our investment.
I mean, Jack, there is nothing scarier when you hear someone has a strong defense. Dying to see where that goes. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Altria?
Collusion is hard to prove because companies know that it's illegal,
yep.
So they avoid having a paper trail.
So here, Snackers, is our dramatic, definitely oversimplified reenactment that Jack and I spent zero time prepping.
All right, so I'm going to be Altria talking to Nick, who is Juul.
Thank you.
All right, Juul, you got to stop lowering your prices on e-cigarettes. Stop making your product so good because it's really harming our regular cigarette business.
No.
I'll give you $12 billion, though, if you stop. Now will you stop?
Okay.
Okay, great. We'll make money on cigarettes. You make money on e-cigarettes, and we'll both win here.
I'm kind of on board for this.
Okay, now delete this text message. Burn the hard drive. We never had this conversation.
No, you delete them.
And then Juul goes and puffs a mango pineapple bubblegum flavored vape pen.
It's the only thing you got to do if you're Juul.
We used a little artistic discretion here, but that's how collusion, which is illegal, can still happen in practice.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us over there?
YouTube is jealous of TikTok's mobile video dominance, so it's creating shorts.
Like stories on Instagram, shorts will be just a feature on YouTube, not a new product. Key distinction.
Luckin went from a handful of coffee beans to a $12 billion company in under 3 years.
Really impressive, except that its COO fudged a bunch of numbers, so its value fell by $5 billion. In 5 minutes.
Our third and final story, Marlboro and Juul didn't want to compete, so they colluded instead to maximize profits.
That's the FTC's allegation, but collusion is like kind of hard to prove. Just listen to a phone call we just made. Now, time for our snack fact of the day. Going to throw this out there. Long-time listener, first-time barker.
We're talking the official profit puppy of Snacks Daily at Robinhood Snacks. Her name is River.
Yes.
She's our new puppy.
Beautiful.
She hails from the Mad River Valley of Vermont.
I just want to point out, she has a racing stripe on both of the top of her head and the bottom. Unprecedented in puppy world.
She is going to grow up to be a really, really fast puppy. But we raised her because, like, this quarantine situation we have in Vermont, kind of a good time to rescue a puppy.
In the meantime, River was able to both pee on Jack's bed and submit this snack fact that's a three-parter. What do we got, Jack?
True story. The middle of that Altria story, River peed on the bed. Okay, this is her first snack fact ever, so she started modest. The smallest dog breed in the world is a Chihuahua, which averages about 6 pounds.
Meanwhile, the largest dog breed in the world is the Old English Mastiff at a cool 343 pounds, aka one-fifth of a lift.
Now, 343 pounds, that's not the average. That's the biggest dog ever.
Unprecedented.
But that's a lot bigger than a six-pound Chihuahua.
In the meantime, if you want more of River, you can get more of River.
You don't really have a puppy unless you have a puppy Instagram account. So she's at the Mad River Pup, part Chihuahua, part Dachshund.
Beautiful.
Part Australian toy heeler. Part unknown.
Snackers, loved being with you this week. This was definitely our best Snacks Daily yet.
Now, many of you have registered for the Snacks Break, which is happening today at 3 o'clock Eastern Time. We're actually at capacity. Thank you for signing up.
We hope to do more of them, assuming people don't get scared of, like, our podcast faces once they actually see it.
Yeah, we'll do one of these again, hopefully, and we'll give you another opportunity to register.
Jack, I had a blast. Can't wait till Monday.
See you guys then. The Robinhood Snacks podcast you just heard reflects the opinions of only the hosts, who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC, and does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets, Inc., or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. The podcast is for informational purposes only, is not intended to serve as a recommendation to buy or sell any security, and is not an offer or sale of a security. The podcast is also not a research report and is not intended to serve as the basis of any investment decision. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.